Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me today. You're listening to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. Coming up, our topic for today is iTunes. Just share with you the story behind the reason we're talking about iTunes today. My friend James Pruitt, he started a podcast and it's over on relationshipmarketingconversations.com. And James did a post the other day, which is harder, podcasting live or produce podcast? And during the comments, because I was telling James how I'm not really all that interested in doing a live podcast, but I know a lot of folks who are. And so something came up when he was talking about syndicating his podcast. So I figured, let me just give him the bare bones description of what it takes to get your podcast into iTunes. And I'm going to share it with you. I didn't come up with this on my own. Before I even get started, I want you to know that there are a few podcasts that I recommend anybody follow who is starting podcasting. And the first one is Ray Ortega from the Podcaster Studio. And the reason I recommend Ray is because he's the one who got me into actually podcasting. There's Ray Ortega. Then there's Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity to Podcast. And Audacity is a popular free software that you can use to edit your audio files for your podcast. Then one more is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting. And you can tell by that name that, you know, you're going to learn a lot when class is in session at the School of Podcasting. And last but not least, I can't even begin to talk about podcasting without mentioning Cliff Ravenscraft. He is the podcast answer man, and you can go over to his blog and learn just about everything you want to know about podcasting. With that being said, all of these podcasts are available on iTunes, and they're all free. Cliff also has an excellent series of videos that's available on YouTube that is Podcasting 101. And if you go over to the podcastanswerman.com, you'll see a link to the videos over in the right-hand sidebar. Get yourself started with those four podcasts, as well as the one you're listening to right now. But the reason I say this is because I know that one of the barriers that people have to starting a podcast has to do with money. And I will say that after listening to these podcasts and going through those tutorials, that's just about where all the free stuff ends. After that, you're going to have to invest some money, especially if you want to get into iTunes. And I'm just going to be real with you. If you don't have any money, you have nothing to invest in your podcasting, just keep it as a hobby and go to one of those free resources. I talk about them all the time. I've done reviews here on the podcast before, but let's just go over them. We've got Spreaker, Audioboo, Mixler, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, Blog Talk Radio, and Podomatic. Now, there's some other ones out there, but I've never used those platforms before, so I'm not going to speak on them, okay? But I know Blog Talk Radio is probably the most popular out of that list. Most professional podcasters. Well, I take that back. Every professional podcaster will tell you to run for the hills when it comes to Blog Talk Radio. And two reasons, quality and the fact that if you do decide to move your show, if you ever want to grow your audience, you can't take it with you. And let me just clarify, when I say quality, I should have said lack of quality, okay? Because you're not going to get a high quality file that you need for podcasting on the professional level, okay? You're going to be on the phone, you're not going to be, or you're going to be on Skype, you won't have access to a real microphone in most cases. And whatever you are recording with, Blog Talk Radio will diminish the quality of your audio. Okay, so those are the free options. We're all done with those. Well, we can revisit them again later. But for right now, we're here to talk about iTunes. So let's get on with the show. Number one, you must get a media host on top of your blog host. Now, for all these things I'm going to tell you about iTunes, I'm not going to tell you all the details behind why, because this podcast would go on forever. Just take these notes and we'll discuss these topics in more detail in future episodes. But there are two hosts, Libsyn, that's Libsyn, and Blueberry. And it's just like the fruit, but without the E. So it's Blubrry. Those are the only two hosts that professional podcasters use. Then there is a plugin, and I'm going to assume that you have a WordPress blog. If you don't have a WordPress blog, and I mean self-hosted, get yourself a self-hosted WordPress blog in order for this to work. You're going to also download the free plugin. Oh yeah, there is another free thing. Yep, a free plugin, and that's from the folks over at Blueberry, and it's called PowerPress. And by the way, Daniel J. Lewis over at the Audacity to Podcast has an excellent video tutorial as well as audio that walks you through all the steps of setting up a PowerPress plugin. It is not for the faint at heart, which is one reason why I don't use it. There's another reason why I don't use it either, but let's get back to our list. The next thing you're going to need, and I'll keep in mind Daniel J. Lewis again for this, you're going to need a professionally designed logo or podcast cover art. It's going to basically be the same. It's just that one file will be bigger than the actual logo because iTunes changed their specs recently, and now they want you to have a 1200 by 1200 pixel logo as your cover art for iTunes. You can submit something smaller, but that is the preference. Since we're trying to get into iTunes, that's what you're going to use. When you use the PowerPress plugin, it's going to generate a feed for you, and you need a category on your blog for that feed. And most people will call that category podcast, or they can name it after their show. You're going to take that feed, and this is an important step. And this is one of those where don't ask me why, just do it. You're going to burn that feed with FeedBurner. Then you're going to take that feed along with your 1200 by 1200 cover art, and you're going to submit it to iTunes. That's it. You're going to wait, and it's only going to take about a day or less. My podcast was approved in less than 24 hours. You may have heard rumors that it takes longer than that for iTunes to approve your podcast. And I'll say that's just because they're human beings and maybe somebody wasn't in that day. You can have your podcast approved in iTunes and up in the iTunes store in less than 24 hours. It can be done. I just did it a month and a half ago. Anybody who's got horror stories from it taking 3 days or a week or weeks, that's because there may have been a problem with their podcast and they wanted to review it a little bit more stringently. But a typical podcast that doesn't have any cursing or any objectionable or questionable material in it should be approved in one day. That's what you need. Let's go over those steps one more time. And the number one is probably the one that stops people and that is you have to have a media host. Do not try to host your podcast on your blog host, because eventually you're going to run out of space. Don't listen to that unlimited claim that they make, because if your show gets popular, there are going to be people that are going to want to listen to your podcast, and that's where unlimited goes out the window, because enough people listening to or downloading your podcast is going to exceed the bandwidth. This is why you need a media host. And I said, I told you I wasn't going to explain all this stuff. But trust me, you need Libsyn or Blueberry. It doesn't matter. Just pick the one you want. I don't know. Just, you know, close your eyes and go eeny, meeny, miny, mo. It doesn't matter. Both of those are just as good and just as highly recommended in the podcasting community. Then you're going to get the PowerPress plugin, and that's the only one. There's another plugin. Don't use it. Use PowerPress. Please, I beg you. You're going to get your cover art. You're going to contact Daniel J. Lewis, or maybe you know how to use Photoshop, or maybe your cousin uses Photoshop, but you're not going to just create this in paint.net or whatever. You're going to get professionally designed cover art. You're going to create that feed and burn it to FeedBurner. And then you're going to submit that feed to iTunes. You have to fill out all of the smart casting options over in FeedBurner. We'll help you with your tagging and what category you belong in over in iTunes. But that's it. You're done. Oh, yeah. You have to produce a quality show. You have to get a nice mic, you know, and all that other stuff. But in order to get an iTunes, and guess what? You can get an iTunes without a quality show. And this episode of the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast was just telling you how to get into iTunes. Later on, we can talk more about how to build your audience, how to have a quality show. That's it for today, guys. Thanks so much for joining me. And hey, when you get a chance, come over to the blog, basicblogtips.com, and I'll see you soon. Take care. Peace.